weekend. Welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And the dry and windy spell yesterday across parts of our MFR patch saw action start again, with some combines and balers moving for the first time for a few days. There was even dust rising from a combine we spotted in Easter Ross. And it's all a case this season of getting going when you can to bring home the harvest. Now, we spent the day at the International Sheepdog Trials up at Ferne. It was a great day's entertainment, but farmer host John Scott's mind was on his harvest as well as the trials.
Quite relieved as it all started. Delighted that the sun's shining, the wind's blowing. It's keeping the rain away, so delighted with that. We're combining and baling as well. Just knew this was going to happen. It was all going to happen at the same time, but delighted to be getting going with harvest. And the sheep are giving the competitors a good test, about 50-50 for those finishing, those not finishing. So, been a few good runs so far.
It's fascinating to watch these guys, isn't it? You know, just a whistle and the dog knows exactly what to do.
It's pretty impressive. You know, we've got a sheepdog and he's not that great, and we also use the Honda bike quite a bit, but watching these guys, it's just an art, really. You know, to go and pick up a group of sheep from way up the field, bring them back down, take them through a pen of gates, off to the left, through another set of gates, off to the right, another set of gates, in between times shedding off a couple of sheep in the circle at the same time, then penning them as well. They just make it look so easy.
And past master of sheepdog trialling and sheep expert Will Cormack from Caithness was on hand to tell us how trials mirror what the farmer does every day on his own farm.
All the elements in a dog trials is elements you would meet doing your everyday work on the farm. You've got to gather your sheep, then you've got to bring them home. So part of the element is the fetch, which is bringing your sheep home. Then you come to shearing time, and we've got to get them in a pen, took the wool off. So the penning bit is to show that the dog is capable of penning efficiently. The last bit, the shedding, just demonstrates that if you're wanting to catch a ewe in lambing time or a sheep with a sore foot.
These guys, they've got a bunch of sheep out there. They've got to take two or three out. This shedding, to me, that looks just a nightmare.
It's the inharmony bit. So it's a combination of the man, the dog, and the man's understanding of the way that sheep act.
And do things sometimes go badly wrong?
I would say often.
Right.
Well, sometimes you get sheep are not very easy to handle. If most of the luck is involving the sheep, really.
And the general consensus among the experts was that it was a great course with some tricky sheep. But by tomorrow night, there'll be a winner. And today, our very own MFR breakfast presenter Gino Conti's out on the field catching up with the action. I'll be back Monday, though, with more MFR farming, 6:40 and 12:40, as usual.